Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush today. I am joined by a newcomer to this sport.
Hello.
Yes, Shimei Navarro.
Correct.
Did I say it correct?
You did.
I said it correctly. Shimei, later on, we're going to talk more about why you're here, which is your Facebook group, which is booming.
Yes.
And real quick, what's it called? Just give me the name.
It's called Free Faced in Colorado.
Free Faced in Colorado. Folks, it's a phenomenon. We're going to be talking about it throughout the show. But in the meantime, what do you do for a living?
So I'm a hairstylist, makeup artist. I specialize in event hair and makeup. So I work with weddings and brides mainly.
Okay, so you do mainly weddings.
Yes.
Okay, so if Charlie was going to get married,
yes,
he would call you. Now, well, it comes up. Charlie gets several proposals per week.
Uh-huh.
He's very fickle.
Yes, I could tell.
Yeah, he's holding off. He's waiting for the right one. And I got to be honest, folks, just so you know, he wants money. He's a gold digger, and all he really cares about is your bottom line. What do you make? If that's what you have, ladies, Charlie can be yours. If he is, we already have the makeup artist ready.
I'm ready.
Now, what do you do with masks now and then? Do you, like, just put the stuff on, and they take off the mask, and there's this outline around their mouth?
It's really been something. It's changed the way people ask for services. So there's been some movement around what we do.
Okay.
Mainly, I say don't wear a mask so we can finish the face, you know?
Yes. Well, we're going to talk more about that later. But first, on the line right now, we have producer Ann Muir. Muir. How do you say it, Ann? You know, I've been saying it for years
it's
with
Muir.
Dan.
It's, what? It's two syllables. It's Muir.
Okay, so like Muir. Mew like a cat, and then
yes.
Like you're interrupting
like
something.
Just like the city from ancient times. There, so
Muir. No, I'm locked in now. I'm going to always think cat interruption.
When that's I think okay.
I'm sorry.
But you know what's fun when you tell people how to spell it? It's M-E-U. I say first it's me, then it's you.
Got it. All right. Well, that makes sense. Okay, Ann, you want to talk about the website? Give us an update.
Yeah, we kind of had the evolution of the impossible question. When John approached me with this, I gave it some thought, and I thought, you know, surveys are fun. It's fun to see who answers what and everything. And then I know a lot of people aren't on Facebook as much anymore. They want to be anonymous. So I thought, I'm going to do this on the website. So people can go on the website, have some fun with it, see what the answers are. And you don't need to log in. You don't need to register. You just go to rushtoreason.com, and I have a friendly little pop-up that shows up that'll take you right to the question. And then you and John were talking yesterday about the answer being there, and I thought, you know, that's not quite right. So I added an other box. Click other and then type in your answer of what you think it is. So that means the right answer may or may not be listed. So it's a double tricky.
Oh, so here you're giving us a multiple choice where the answer might not be on there.
Right.
Ann, have you thought about running today's public schools? I think you'd fit right in.
Yeah, just keep messing with people. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. Little children waking up at 4 a.m. screaming because they they had 20 multiple choice questions and none of the answers were there.
Exactly. Right. You know, that's why there's the other box. But you said if you're up at 4 a.m., the question of the day shows up on the website at about midnight. I have it set on a timer. So if you can't sleep, go to the website, go read some of the show notes, answer the question, and you might be able to help you and fall back asleep.
Right. And I'm looking at it right now on the Rush to Reason website, rushtoreason.com. And all you do is along the bar at the top, at the far right, is question. Just click on it. And while you're on, would you like to help field today's impossible question?
I don't have it in front of me. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, but I'm going to read it. See, I'm going to read it.
Then you listen,
and then you put out an answer. By the way, Ann, really quick, if people have an answer and they want to weigh in, can they still go to our Facebook page and do that? How can they do that?
It's not on Facebook, but they should still call in and text. It wasn't to take away from anything. It was just to add to it.
Great.
So,
okay. Well, here we go.
Good. And then, okay.
No, go ahead.
I know the right answer, though. I know the answer. I can't answer it.
Yeah, but you could just lie.
I'll lie.
Okay, say a wrong answer. Say a totally wrong answer. Okay, here it is.
Okay.
Question of the day. Ready, Shmay?
Yes.
All right. 93% of us, that's virtually everyone, say it's not a real hearty breakfast without this.
Okay, fruit.
Come on. Fruit. No, come on. Hearty. Go ahead.
I say eggs.
Fruit,
she says eggs. Shmay says eggs. Now I'm thinking. Okay, and let's see. Charlie just weighed in with bacon. Okay. And, man, hearty. I'm just thinking of an entire elk laid across the table. What do you think? I mean, that would be hearty.
Big pig.
What? I imagine an elk.
Big boar's head on there or something.
I imagine an elk. And I imagine John Rush and his family all around it with knives. Is this a bad thing? Because, you know, they're very aggressive eaters. Okay, it says, here's the multiple choice. Sausage, bacon, biscuits and gravy. Yummy, by the way. I love it. And eggs. So you can go on the rushtoreason.com right now, folks, and you can click on one of these and put in your answer. You know, I'm going to go with Charlie here. I'm going to go bacon. So I just voted, and let's see here. Da, 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 da. It doesn't say yet who's in the lead. But do that, folks, and then you can play along with the question of the day. Anne, do you have anything else today?
Yeah, I do. Yesterday we had Patrick Neville on, and people like to get questions answered from him. So on the contact page, I also added on the form, you can select, I have a question for Patrick Neville. And then that can be any time, and then John can get those answered for you.
Awesome. Okay, thanks, Ann.
That's all I got. Yep, thank you.
You betcha. Okay, well, how do you feel so far, Shmay?
Good.
Are you hanging in there?
Yeah.
You going to make it?
I think so.
Okay, we're just in the first lap here. But let's first take a break. Up after the break, we're going to have Michael Rubin, who's the author of The Mold Medic, An Expert's Guide on Mold Removal. Folks, this is actually pretty cool because this is something that can make you very unhealthy, and it's something that a lot of us don't think about. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay, but first up, Novus Auto Glass. Windshields, they used to be something you just slap on a car, but now they're literally a structural part with lots of technology. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yes.
They know when it's raining, everything.
Exactly. There's more in my windshield than there is in my head. It's not saying a lot, but still, Novus is second to none in getting the right fit, the right adjustments, and for all that tech. So call Novus Auto Glass, that's NOVUS, and you can contact them at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. KLZradio.com/glass.
All right, Barber's Foods is up next. Hey, folks, when's the last time you treated yourself to a great hamburger? I mean, when's the last time? Not the preformed ones you get at the big store. You know what those are like. You get them in a long roll. You just chip one off.
Yes.
Yeah, they're good. They're fine. But I'm talking fresh, top-of-the-line hamburger from Barber's. Now, by the way, they also have all-natural Angus burgers if you want it pre-made. But today I want to talk about a different way to do it. Grab some of their just hamburger. It's delicious. It's super fresh. And I want you to put it into a bowl.
Okay.
Mix in some onion soup mix.
Okay.
And some Worcestershire. Trust me on this. Yes.
Worcestershire.
Yes. Trust me on this, folks. I also put in some salt and pepper. That's my way. And mix it all together. Get your hands dirty. You haven't done that for decades. Do it now. Make it into patties, actual patties. Put it on the grill and get ready to call me later on Rush to Reason and thank me. Grill that up. Get ready for something special. It is delicious.
Yeah.
Going to try it sometime?
Oh, yes. We make hamburgers all the time.
Exactly. Okay. Well, to order this or any great meats, call Barber's at 303-466-7338, or you can order online at barbersfoods.com.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, barbersfoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back. Like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000, or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to barbersfoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. Barbersfoods.com, connecting you to your food since 1949.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Shimei Navarro.
Hello.
Hello. Yep. She's having fun. And on the line right now, we have Michael Rubino, the author of The Mold Medic, an Expert's Guide on Mold Removal. Michael, how are you doing today?
Hey there. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Okay, Michael, this is just kind of weird. Okay, we're doing Health and Wellness Wednesday. Mold is not something we usually think about. When everybody thinks about their health, they think, well, I got to go to the gym. I got to eat right. That's about it. Maybe take vitamins. Why is mold such a big issue?
Well, you know, that's a great point you made there. I think the average person takes 20,000 breaths per day, right? So I think it's safe to say we're consuming more air than we are food or water, vitamins, supplements, et cetera. So why is it that we never think about air quality in terms of optimizing our health? And I think that's why I'm here today, to help create that awareness that air quality could, in fact, be the problem that we're experiencing when it comes to illnesses that we're, you know, experiencing. And mold's a part of air quality, so mold's a big thing to talk about.
You know, Michael, I noticed one of the things that in your write-up is that you talk about mold sensitivity. I have to ask what that is, because I got to be honest, at most colleges, that probably means you're offended by comments regarding mold. All right. But I have a feeling you're going to say it's something else.
Yeah. So there's what's typically called the mold gene. It's HLA-DR gene. If you're a carrier of that gene, which is about 1 in 4 people, you're susceptible to what they call mold sensitivity, meaning that if you're around mold, you're much more likely to react to it than the average person.
All right. Okay, so there's an actual gene with a predisposition that comes with it. All right, let's take a look at people's houses. Where are the big problems, generally, where mold accumulates? And I know some of the biggies where we generally look, but I mean maybe places that we don't think of.
So the main problems that I find are people that have basements or crawl spaces, attics as well, because of, you know, notorious roof leaks, and the HVAC system. So I would say those are the main problems that I see going into people's homes.
Awesome. I also remember that there was a whole thing with the front loading washing machines, washers and dryers, how
yeah.
I wanted one so bad. They were so cute. And my husband was like, no, we heard the whole thing with mold. How do you know if your front loading washer has mold in it?
So the real good way to check is to open up that front door, and you'll see, as soon as you do that, you'll see this gray rubber gasket typically.
Yeah,
and
I have
you
one.
Go ahead and you have one, right? So if you actually peel it back, you'll find that if there's almost a layer underneath it where there's like a crease. And if you peel it back, you may find mold there. Because typically what happens is anytime you have a potential where trapped moisture accumulates, mold can start to grow in as quickly as 24 to 48 hours. So your washing machine, typically you have this rubber gasket, there's this crease, trapped moisture accumulates there, and then you go ahead and close your door, keeping that moisture for much longer. At that point, it gives that opportunity where mold can grow.
All right. Hey, folks, we're speaking to Michael Rubino. Michael, a lot of times we think of things that are out of sight, they're out of mind. And if I think of a little bit of mold that's under, you know, like that flap that you're discussing, I think it won't affect me.
Yes.
How can something that's inside of a door that's normally clamped shut, like the front of a washer, or anywhere else, like in a crawl space, how does that affect you in the rest of the house?
Well, for one, it can contaminate your clothes, which your skin is your largest organ. So anytime you have something like mold that can impact your skin, it could create skin rashes, hives, things like that, that can make life pretty uncomfortable. As far as the crawl spaces go, believe it or not, your air actually comes from bottom and circulates towards the top. It's called the stack house effect. Now, even though you don't go down in your crawl space, it still impacts your air because of that air rising.
And do you normally get more mold down in the crawl space, the basement and stuff like that, just because you don't have as much air circulating through there? It's just kind of sitting there as a dead weight and being drawn in through the system.
Well, you got a couple of different reasons. One, you have typically open soil conditions there. So we do have mold and moisture that's going to accumulate inside of our soil. Mold is part of our ecosystem. And you're going to have a normal amount of mold in your house. You just don't want it to the point where it's growing and colonizing and producing a lot of contamination into the air. So what you want to do is you want to have if you have a crawl space, you want to definitely have a vapor barrier kind of impacting, preventing that diffusion from the soil into the space. The second thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you have some sort of, water redirection. As water gets into the crawl space, you're either draining it out by methods of a French drain or something like a dehumidifier that's going to control the moisture content in the air. You really just want to keep that opportunity for mold to grow at bay.
Okay, so let's say that you and your company, because you do have a company, right, that goes in and does mold mitigation?
Yeah, I do.
What is it? You got to tell us the company and how to find it.
It's All American Restoration. We service nationwide, and we do this whole home holistic approach to mold remediation.
Okay, what do you mean holistic approach? I mean, do we have to chant or? I'm kidding. Okay, but I mean, are you talking both prevention and fixing it at the time?
Yeah. So it's not just about removing the mold that you see visually. It's about fixing the house and removing the opportunities for mold to grow in the first place.
Awesome.
How would you do that? What would you recommend? What's common?
Well, dehumidifiers are probably the biggest proponent to that because most people don't know this. You have to have humidity under control. Depending on the climate you're in, sometimes, especially in the summertime, humidity can creep up and, If you're one like me, you like to keep your windows open and you have a hot, humid day, or even if it's raining outside, that humidity could impact the living space. But also, air purification systems can be installed into your HVAC, which is, typically the lungs of the home. So if you're protecting your HVAC and purifying and removing particulate from the air as it's circulating around the house, that's certainly going to prevent the HVAC from becoming a mold factory of its own. So it depends. Waterproofing technology to make sure that if you do have subgrade spaces like crawl spaces or basements, you're really preventing moisture from intruding into that space. All of these things are typically things we're looking to accomplish.
So a lot of what you do is like applying sealant, correct? Along with setting up, Sorry, I was looking at you. Sorry, dehumidifiers and so forth. Now, we live here in Colorado, which is a very dry climate. I mean, when my wife and I, when we watch TV, it's very common to see tumbleweeds blow in front of us across the living room. I mean, it is very dry here. Because of that, a lot of people use humidifiers, and they use them in various rooms. Could this be causing a problem when they do that?
It can, because on the reverse vector, you're adding so much humidity to the environment, especially if you have something that just plugs in and you're not really paying attention to it. It doesn't have a humidistat. You could be adding so much humidity that you're literally building a dew point inside the room. So you have to, you know, you have to be wise to know how to use those pieces of equipment so you're not adding too much humidity. So the rule of thumb is anytime you're at 60% relative humidity or above, you're in that danger zone where the opportunity for mold to grow is there.
Okay, Michael, I know that you guys work nationwide and different parts of the country are going to be very different. I would assume the Deep South is a huge problem with mold and mildew.
Yeah.
What about in the mountain states like Colorado? What are some of the most common things you face here?
You know, we're actually working on a product in Colorado right now, and they have an issue in the attic where they've had previous roof leaks, especially weak points like a chimney. If you have a chimney, the flashing around the chimney needs to be maintained, otherwise water can get in. And it's, again, usually you buy a house, you don't really pay attention to those types of things. And those are things you want to look at annually to just make sure and check to see how much life is left. So they had leaks around the chimney, and they also had a crawl space. Again, it was never maintained properly. It had open soil. They've never been down there, so they never realized there was a problem. And just over the years, it started to grow mold.
Okay, let's stop talking about the houses. Let's talk about us for a moment, Michael. What are some symptoms, if you will, that you are being affected by mold?
Yeah, so a lot of the main common symptoms that I hear about are brain fog, chronic fatigue, allergy-like symptoms where they just feel like they're always in allergy season, the onset of a cold that seems to never go away, skin rashes, skin hives, itchy, scaly skin, respiratory infections. Those are pretty much the main common symptoms. And, of course, they sound like so many other symptoms.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it sounds like basically everything that's ever happened to me in my life. And
you have mold.
Oh, I noticed on your page you guys also listed weight gain.
Yes.
That's my problem.
Weight gain and weight loss.
Okay, yeah. So when I'm choking down my fourth donut, I can blame my weight gain, you know, when talking to my wife on the mold.
Well, you certainly have an out there.
I have an out. This is going to be so great. Michael, one last time.
But that may backfire because your wife may say, well, honey, we better get the house checked for mold.
It probably will backfire. Well, it'll backfire because my wife is really smart. So I got to be honest, pretty much anything I try backfires. Okay, Michael, really quick here before we let you go and get your information again, what do you recommend people do to prevent mold in their homes? I mean, dehumidifiers and sealant. Is there anything else that they really need to look for? Sounds to me like also taking a look at that roof.
Well, I mean, the average person is supposed to spend 4% of their home's value every year maintaining their home. And I think that a lot of our human nature is we're more reactive than proactive. I think if I can take away anything from this conversation, definitely an ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Go out there, get your annual inspections done every year. HVAC, roofs, doors and windows, all the points where, you know, mold can grow or water can intrude relating to mold growth, I would have inspected to make sure that anything you can do preventatively is being done. Also, another thing is check your insurance coverage. Most people only have like a maximum of $10,000 in mold coverage. If you only have a maximum of $10,000 and you do have a catastrophic water event, it can be a lot more costly than the $10,000. So I would say make sure that you have enough coverage so that if you ever, God forbid, do need it, you have it. It's better to have it and not need it than not have it and need it. So those are the two things that I could recommend to really help people out.
Okay, but first things first, right up front, they could call you guys. You could come out and do a walk through the home and basically let them know.
Absolutely.
So we don't have to be experts. We can be dumb like me. and just have you guys
absolutely
advise us on where the sealant is needed and everything else. Okay, Michael, how do they do that? How do they contact your company?
Well, you can go to allamericanrestoration.com. We have a ton of free resources on there to help you out. If you want to give us a call, have us come out there, you know, you can reach us right through the website. You can also follow me at The Mold Medic on Instagram. I give out a ton of free relevant information to prevent mold from growing in your home. Be sure to check it out. I post every single day. And you can also go to themoldmedic.com if you're interested in buying the book and reading more about the book that I wrote regarding the subject.
Fantastic, Michael. Thank you so much. We'll have you back, okay?
Thank you. Likewise.
You bet. Have a great day. Okay, next up, Gino's Auto. Folks, your suspension is off since the winter. So call Gino's, where they have a $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. This month, you also get a $50 Napa Visa card if you spend $250 or more on Napa steering and auto suspension parts. And by the way, you're going to blow by $250, aren't you, when you're getting your suspension done?
Yes, I'm going to.
Yeah, so that $50, you're going to actually get it back. Do that. Folks, you'll probably need it. Just call 303-794-6700, or you can find them at ginosautoservice.com.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio, and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa gift card with a qualifying Napa steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Gino's backs up their service with Napa's nationwide peace of mind warranty. And Gino's continues to service Leary's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when you're ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment, and be sure to check out all their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in today or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, up next is Michael Bailey Law. You know, folks, it seems every year we hear of someone passing away without a good will. Then we see family members fighting when they should be mourning. That's not good. Make sure that time is their time to remember your time the way it should be. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
You're planning a date night with your wife, trying to decide between dinner and a movie, or meeting with Michael Bailey, KLZ's mobile estate planner, to set up a will or trust and establish medical and financial powers of attorney. You could either enjoy some food and entertainment, or come face to face with your own mortality. It is possible to do both. Get your affairs in order now so you can carry on with the fun stuff. KLZradio.com/estate.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
We are starting to feel the negative effects of the Harris-Biden administration's energy policies, such as stopping construction of the Keystone Pipeline. Last week, some gas stations in Las Vegas ran out of gas. That's inconvenient. Kim Munson here. Thursday, Bob Boswell, CEO of Laramie Energy, explains how reliable, affordable, efficient, and abundant energy helps everyday people thrive, prosper, and lead healthier lives. Plus, award-winning realtor Karen Levine updates us on her quest to protect the opportunity to own your own home. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Keep freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion alive by contributing to support The Kim Munson Show at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And now, along with Shimei, Shimei Navarro. Hello. I'm just taking a look at the screen here. And on the line right now, we have Stuart Long. And Stuart Long, Stuart, could you tell us what your company is? Is this InfoBionic?
This is InfoBionic. In fact, thanks for having me. And we are a company that specializes in cardiac remote monitoring. And our primary job is to help doctors find cardiac arrhythmias and make a diagnosis from what we find so that they can get, you know, treat the patients, you know, more quickly and more efficiently.
Okay. Now, so you're talking more outpatient, outside the hospital, not there, right?
That's correct. Yeah, this happens typically whether you were prescribed something from a hospital visit or a procedure that you had in the hospital, or you might be, you know, symptomatic, feeling you've got palpitations in your chest or dizzy. You went to see your doctor in their office, and they would prescribe this device, and you would wear it through your normal activities, whether that's at home, at work, or you know, anywhere from 2 days up to about 30 days.
So it's a device that measures you. And it measures your heart, the palpitations and so forth, what's happening along the way. And what does it do? Like just send a notice right away if something's going wrong? Or do you take the readings after the day?
It does, yeah. I think what's interesting is, you know, we've brought a solution to market that's innovated quite a bit. Historically, and you made the point, you know, do you wait to hear back whether it found anything or not? And that's traditionally the way things have been done. A monitor would be worn by the patient. They would wear it for the prescribed amount of time, you know, 14, 30 days, something like that. Then they would mail it back to a third party who would then assess that information. And then, it used to be mostly by fax machines. And even though some of those are still in use today, they'll email a PDF report, which is a very static file for a physician to look at. And then they'll call the patient. So yeah, that's typically how it's worked. What we've done is we've brought a device that you wear. It looks a little bit like a Mac mouse. It's pretty small. You can keep it in your pocket, clip it to your belt. And what it does, you have three electrodes that attach to your chest, and it acquires the information from the heart, and it streams it to the cloud. And in the cloud, we do some you know, interesting things with artificial intelligence to assess that information. And then based on what it sees, then if something's indicative of an alert to a physician that, you know, needs to see that information, so it's something they need to act on, they can get that information. And that can happen as quick as about 3 minutes.
Wow.
From the time it gets acquired and sends and goes to the cloud. So we've really kind of changed the landscape in terms of how remote monitoring, especially for cardiac care, has been done by making this information available not only quickly, but for example, you know, you might have had the device on for 2 or 3 days and said, well, you know, yesterday I nearly passed out, but I didn't press the button on the device. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do. So the doctor has the ability to actually go back in time and look at that specific time interval to find out what exactly was going on. And that's typically something you don't get in a PDF file. You couldn't go back, to a particular point in time because it generally doesn't exist. They're only looking at a finite amount of data on a PDF file.
Okay, Stuart, the device sounds pretty small. I mean, would this set off the detectors at the airport? Am I going to get taken down by security? And
Believe it or not.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you'll inform security that you're wearing a cardiac monitor. They can do either a manual scan, but we've actually had patients wear it through and. No problem whatsoever. You see it in the X-ray machines, and they'll typically ask what that is. So it doesn't go undetected or anything like that. But we've never had an issue with anybody traveling.
Okay,
at all.
How has COVID affected your business? I mean, it just seems to me that more and more stuff is going to be done outpatient, be it tracking patients or just keeping in touch with them. It seems like less and less is going to be done in the hospital. Am I right on that, or am I reading too much into it?
You're absolutely right. No, you're not. You're right on. In fact, you know, it's interesting. You know, the CMS or, you know, the government branch of healthcare, established a construct called Hospital Without Walls. And this is a really strong indicator that, you know, telehealth and virtual care and remote monitoring are here to stay. When COVID came, it was a sudden shift to how do we care for patients in their homes because they're not leaving their homes. The doctor's offices are closing. In fact, there was a paper published that said, where did all the heart attacks go? You know, people just stopped going to see their doctors. And so doctors were forced to close their offices. And the only way to continue to treat patients you know, because people were still getting sick and still having heart issues outside of COVID, was to, you know, to start doing remote visits and virtual care. And so there's, so the government allowed a lot of companies to, you know, bring technology to market that maybe had been in a nascent state waiting for approvals from the FDA. And so that accelerated things quite dramatically. Specific to cardiac care, early on, when the hydrochloroquine was one of the first treatments that introduced a cardiac problem where you needed to monitor the patient and determine whether or not that problem was getting worse or not because of that specific medication. So that brought cardiac monitoring right to the forefront, and it brought what we do, you know, I would say kind of right to the tip of that spear because of the streaming nature of the data versus having to wear it, you know, plug it into a computer and then look at it. Physicians were able to see that in real time. So now we saw about a peak of about 80% of all visits went to virtual, and that, you know, that's across the board, whether it's, you know, not just cardiology, but general, you know, general medicine across the board. That has kind of settled in right now at about 50%. And it was what we'll just say a raging success because physicians were using it. They were, it was being adopted. Patients were actually doing it after everybody got comfortable with the fact that the government was going to reimburse at the rates of the traditional in-person visits. And now that patients, you know, a lot of our customers are giving patients a choice. Do you want a virtual visit or do you want to come to the doctor's office? And it's almost right down the middle. About 50% want the virtual visit.
Well, I can understand that, Stuart, but what about diagnosis? I mean, isn't in-person the way that you really want to go? I mean, I always worry about looking on lines. Have you ever done this and look at all your symptoms?
Yes.
On lines. Yes, and whenever I do, I'm convinced I have.
That, yeah.
Yes, I have everything that mankind has ever faced, including all the 10 plagues of Egypt. You know, I mean, I am convinced I'm going to die if I ever look at a symptoms list. What? How do we really take away the human component without losing some of the value? Because I think a lot of people still want to go in person and have their body looked at personally by the physician.
Sure. Yeah, and we're definitely not going to take away the human component. And in fact, even in our system, we have humans that remove ambiguity. You know, no matter how much how good the cloud AI is, we still have humans that do that work. It's just not there yet, frankly. But you know, so you're right. You know, there's nothing that's going to replace the in-person the visit. However, there is a vast number of use cases and clinical conditions that can be diagnosed remotely. There's all sorts of, it runs the gamut, not just in cardiac, blood tests, taking pictures of dipsticks with your phone. There's, from blood tests to urine tests, that's all, you know, pretty mature for diagnostics, meaning you can actually make a diagnosis and start treatment in a virtual way. Now, there's just simply, you know, I've had, you know, a back surgery a couple times to have a couple discs fused. No way I'm going to do a virtual visit when I need a doctor to assess me in person. There's just going to be, like I say, it's probably going to come down to about 50-50 at the onset. But even though I might have a virtual visit that I prefer, my next visit, based on what they find, is likely going to be in person, especially if they find something. And that's where we sit. We make a diagnosis, and your next visit is, in fact, in person, because if there's a treatment, that's typically, it's either medication or it's some kind of interventional where, doctors want to go inside your body
right.
and fix it.
Right. And by the way, I'm a huge...
There's a hybrid model.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of telehealth. I really am. I think it's great because I think there's so much that you can do simply, since you've already been seen, simply relaying to your doctor, what are your symptoms, what's happening, how you're feeling better, how you're feeling worse. I mean, that's a lot of the conversation you're going to have at the doctor's office. So why be there? And I think there's just a lot of value to what you guys are doing. One last question, though. On this heart monitor device that you're talking about, let's say there's something wrong, because you may have already said this and I missed it. Will it send a signal and actually let them know where you are? Or do they simply contact you and you let them know where you are?
Yeah, it doesn't do that today. Although that's a very popular request we get, and although we do have GPS capabilities into the device, there's different regulatory clearances relative to giving out location, and there's a lot of security around that kind of thing. So we haven't done it yet. So what would happen is you would get a phone call if it was urgent. That you would definitely get a phone call and say, hey, we've detected something, and it's either severe enough, we need you to go to the hospital right now, and we're going to admit you into this part of the hospital. Don't go to the emergency room because that's not a good place to be for maybe it's a place, still being burdened with COVID. So there's a lot of efficiency gained relative to that, but alert definitely goes out. It's kind of given a prioritization based on how severe it is and whether or not you're going to get that phone call. And you might get a phone call saying, hey, we just detected something. You might have felt bad. You're okay. Don't worry about it. But why don't you come into the office in a couple of days and change your medication? There's peace of mind, and kind of comfort for the patient at the other end of the wire, too.
Well, and also, let's face it, Stuart, we are not good. We're not. Look, I know my pains, but I'm not a doctor. And for you guys to track that is very comforting because while I know my symptoms, I don't know my, you know what I mean? I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose myself. And for you guys to give me a call and say, hey, don't worry about this, or hey, give us a call, this could be more serious, I think it's fantastic. Hey, Stuart Long, one more time, where are you from? How can people contact you and learn more about what you do?
Sure. We're based out of Boston, Massachusetts. The company's InfoBionic, and you can find us at InfoBionic.com, and that's all one word, InfoBionic.com.
Fantastic. This has been fascinating. Can we have you back sometime?
Absolutely. Anytime. Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
Take care, Stuart. Okay, up next is Extreme Auto Repair, and they offer something, Shimei, that you don't always find in auto repair, transparency.
Oh.
Yes. You actually know what you're getting. Extreme doesn't just tell you what you need and don't need. They'll walk you through it top to bottom if you want. So give them a call at 303-841-1071, or you can find them at klzradio.com. Always honest, always open, Extreme Auto Repair.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right? Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, taxes are due May 15th, and how you handle your taxes can affect your retirement. Talk to Al Smith now before you file, or if you already have, talk to Al anyway, because you want to set up a better plan going forward. Call Al at 303-744-1128. That's 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
These three factors will determine the size of your nest egg in retirement: how much you set aside, what sort of return you get on that money, and the age you start saving. Now, you can't turn back the clock and start saving for retirement sooner, but you can start planning right now, whether you're 46 or 66. Ask Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial how to create a new tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. You've already done the heavy lifting by contributing to your 401k or IRA all these years. Now it would be wise to have another separate investment account funded with after-tax dollars so that in the event of a financial emergency, you don't need to borrow or extract funds that are earmarked for retirement. We have no idea what will happen to the tax code in the future, so make certain a portion of your assets will continue to grow tax-free and generate tax-free income in the future. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, a good chop is up next. Hey, Shimei, do you love your car?
I love my car.
What is your car? What kind?
I just got a Toyota Highlander.
Ooh.
I love it.
I love those. Well, imagine this. You just spent all your time shopping for your car, caring for it, washing it. Now it's banged up. Somebody hit it. How dare they? Well, you call Elstrom at a good shop, and not only will they do a great job restoring your baby, but they'll even fully detail it so it looks and smells like new.
Love that.
You ever have a body shop do that?
Yes.
I have not. I have not. They do a great job. Well, call Al at 720-541-7697, or you can find their contact form at klzradio.com. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
You've already been through a collision Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
You know what I like about the people who are rattling cages against the machine that's trying to tell us you're not allowed to express your belief? It feels like guys like the Tucker Carlsons of the world, hopefully all of us, are not going to be stopped.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And next to me is Shimei Navarro. Shimei.
Hello.
Hello. Let's talk about your Facebook page, because this thing is booming. What is it?
It is. It was a wild hair I got. I realized people weren't comfortable. I realized people weren't comfortable being maskless, because everywhere kind of, you know, has the signs. It's the law. It's a mandate. Blah, blah, blah.
Basically, you're getting bullied everywhere you go. If everywhere. You don't wear a mask, you feel like you're alone.
Yes. And so I wanted to create a space where people would feel more comfortable and not alone, where you could post a selfie in Walmart, at, you know, Target, wherever you are, that typically has a sign just, you know, showing that you have a choice, that you don't want to wear a mask, that you, you know, value breathing.
Okay, really quick, folks, if anyone wants to talk to Shimei about this, which is incredible, I can't tell you how it's taken off, either now or in the next hour, our number here is 303-477-5600. By the way, we have some listeners up in Wyoming. They don't have our problems.
Ah, they're so free up there.
Oh, they're so free up there. I am so... Hey, guys up there, I'm jealous. I'm really jealous. I wish we had your governor. But what is the name, once again, of your page?
It's called Free Faced in Colorado.
Free Faced in Colorado. Folks, you're going to want to go on there, and you're going to want to join it just so you don't feel alone. And it's really fun just posting selfies.
Yeah, we have a giveaway going. Whoever I'm going to pick from a raffle of selfies, whoever took the most selfies, or, you know, whoever I choose, who posts between now and May 1st gets a book. Frederick Douglass book, actually.
Frederick Douglass.
Yeah.
Ooh, well done. Yeah, well, but
K. Carl Smith.
There's a man who definitely understands.
Yes.
Both of them definitely understands liberty.
Yes. Freedom.
Freedom. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about masks for a moment. We have a problem.
We do.
We do, because this started off, and it wasn't supposed to be a big deal. And John and I have talked about this for an entire year. We never thought it would get to this point, to where people would literally be shamed if they didn't wear a mask, when the mask, I'm sorry, but by the numbers, it's doing virtually no good.
No. You have Texas that just lifted the mask mandate, and
they're pushing 6 weeks, no problems.
No problems. So, yeah, this is just silliness. It seems like government's trying to just push control, and it seems to be the blue states that are a little heavier handed with this mask mandate.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, and when has the government ever been like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll let you go back. Like, well, okay, never mind, you know? So I think we kind of needed to step up and just kind of say, all right, I did my part, you know, I'm done now.
All right, let me be devil's advocate for a moment, even though I totally agree with you. I don't like to put a manager at Walmart in an awkward position. I understand they're just doing their job. I understand they are told by their corporation they have to ask if you have a mask.
Definitely.
They have to push these things. They have to make sure that they stay out of trouble with whatever state they're in. I get all that. Okay. So what do you say to people who have that worry? People like me who don't want to put managers and employees in an awkward position because so many people are wearing their masks just because they want to not be that guy.
I know. I get it. So what we're finding out in the group when people are posting is that most of the time people aren't, like the workers aren't even saying anything. Most of the time, they actually start up more conversations with you without a mask. I've had that happen a couple times in the, you know, checkout, the self-checkout place where I think I'm going to be even safer because I'm not wearing a mask and nobody's on the other side of it. The guy working it just starts up a conversation. I think people yearn to see a face and a smile. And so when they're like, oh, can I have you put a mask on? Typically I go, oh, okay, thank you. Or, you know, sometimes you can say, oh, no, thank you. And you can keep walking and typically it kind of works itself out.
It does.
It does.
Okay. Well, here's my big question. If we don't just stop wearing them, how are we going to get out of this? Because and by the way, Shemay, it's not just government anymore. It's not just government that's trying to make you wear them.
I know.
It's all the people around you.
Yes.
All these, I'm just going to say it, folks. I'm going to be mean. Get ready. Idiots. Okay? And I say that because of numbers. The numbers say it's not having any positive effect. You've got idiots who are having their kids wear masks outdoors while playing sports.
It's so sad.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Your child is at like a 0.00 whatever risk to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. And the only way they'll have a risk is if they have some kind of a, you know, immunity issue,
yeah.
Right? And you already know about that, mom or dad. You already know your kid doesn't have that. They're healthy as can be, and you're making them breathe their own exhaust.
I know.
While running in a game, that is not good for them.
Not. Well, there's so often you see like athletes fainting or something happening. And I think the embarrassment of that just is terrible for these high school athletes. I know I have a 13-year-old and, you know, middle school. Imagine they've gotten so comfortable wearing these masks that, you know, you're in that awkward stage, you're growing up. They almost feel more comfortable covering their faces and they feel vulnerable not wearing, like not showing their actual face. It's very heartbreaking. And that's what's sad to me.
I agree. And look, the simple fact is this nonsense isn't going to go away because people have adopted this comfort level of masking. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Okay. It's not going to go away unless we have to push it a little. I don't like to. I'd like to be nice to managers and employees and people like that.
Yeah.
But wouldn't one thing that would really help be if people could do it together?
Yes.
So your Facebook page provides a place where they can connect and say, hey, I live in Montbello. I live in Aurora. I live in whatever. We're going to go shopping at Sam's Club.
Yeah.
This Saturday, how about a bunch of us get together? We do this together.
Yes. Yeah,
because that way you're not on your own. And by the way, when that Karen who works at the, you know, the opening of Sam's Club or Costco wants to get in your face, a little harder for them to do that when there are 10 or 12 faces.
Definitely. And most often that Karen's not there. We're finding out how
often. Oh, I know a few.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah. There was one lady who was like, I did it. I did it for the first time. I did my, you know, filled up her car without a mask. I'm not sure if she was outside or if she went inside or what, but she's like baby steps and everybody in the comments are complimenting her. That's what I love about my group is that we're cheering each other on like, good job. You're doing it. It's okay if you failed it this time. You know, you have next time to do it. So it's a beautiful thing coming together like that.
I think a big key here, especially when you're on your own, is to be nice.
Yes.
If they ask you, and I'll be honest, if they ask me, I'll put my mask on. I'll say, okay. And, you know, I'm not going to lecture them or anything, but I'm just going to do it. But I think we have to keep pushing it. Here's, as we finish the hour here, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to close. But here's what blows my mind. We're right.
I know.
We are right on all the numbers. It's not even close. Okay. The numbers say this is having no effect. This is having little to no value whatsoever. No, by the way, about 80 to 90 or more percent of the elderly have been vaccinated.
I know.
This is crazy.
Well, when Rand Paul asked Jim Jordan, Rand Paul asked Dr. Fauci, can we not wear a mask when you get vaccinated? His answer is like, no. So I don't really see him. He said we can wear them outside now. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
That's only if you're vaccinated.
Yeah, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear it outside. We're going to talk about this more in the next hour, okay?
Perfect.
Because this is absolutely insane. Folks, That's it for hour number one. If you miss this hour, it won't replay at 6 because we have the National Crawford Roundtable tonight. In the next hour, we'll have Richard Battle, John Tamney, and your phone calls at 303-477-5600. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.